Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabosai. It's good to see everyone. I don't get to see you, but it is good to see you wherever you are. We are here. I'm here in my house in Shalayim, and I very much miss everyone. We're here continuing in Orcha Sadikim. This is our Musar Seder, learning the Sefer Orcha Sadikim, and it's been very enlightening. I never had an opportunity to learn it in yeshiva with the guys. Mostly we've been doing Mesilas Yesharim, but there have been amazing chidushim here in how to see life. We're talking about Ava, the Midah of love, and we're learning about how love is something that's a tremendous koach, that passion and fire and interest are so important, but when love is misplaced, we could have a lot of tzaras. So last time we talked about love of relatives, which obviously, mishpacha is mishpacha. We love our mishpacha, we're supposed to. I actually know somebody who is a relative of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he told me that he was going to a birthday party of the family, someone in the family, and he gets into the elevator, and he sees Rav Moshe Feinstein in the elevator. It was his relative, and it's clear that he's going to this birthday party, and they're sort of communicating without speaking. He's looking at Rav Moshe thinking, why is Rav Moshe going? And Rav Moshe looked at him and he said, mishpacha, family. There's a certain kirva of family, certain responsibilities to family. We do a lot for family. One of my rabbeim told me that he was learning by Rav Guzman, and Rav Guzman came the next day to shir, and he said, where were you? Why were you at the Achnasa Sefer Torah? He says, who's Achnasa Sefer Torah? He says, your cousin. He said, my cousin? He was like, not even sure how they were cousins. What? He says, your cousin? You didn't go to your cousin to Achnasa Sefer Torah? Okay, we have responsibilities to family, that's for sure. And we do anything for a relative, and it's supposed to be that way. Mibsorcha al tisalein, there's an idea of doing anything for mishpacha. But there is a time where this is a blinding experience. This is what the Orcha Sadikim says, when a relative is doing something wrong, and you're standing by him, not just standing by him so he has someone, but actually encouraging him and defending him. That's not a proper love. That's misplaced emotions. Just because he's your relative, but he's doing something wrong, he needs somebody to scream at him. He needs somebody to go against him over here. That's what he needs. And that's misplaced ava. And he also says, when you give a relative a job that they don't deserve, you know, there's these ideas of nepotism and favoring different people in jobs, which is a natural thing to do. But the Orcha Sadikim is saying, you give people jobs who are abusing their power. You give them positions as parnasei hador, people of influence. They don't know what they're doing. They're not even worried about the tzibur. They're only worried about themselves, and they're manipulating others and the situations. So that's a terrible avla. And a person has to get his seichel above his love. It's true, he might love that person, but he has to remove that emotion so that he can think clearly. Is this a good idea or is this a bad idea? So that was the last thing that we were doing. The next love that he talks about, Ava Chamishas, he Avas Orech Yamim, a love of living long. This is interesting. What is this? Umerov Shu Oivis Achios Lo Yamun Benisayan. He loves living so much that he won't be Omei B'Nisayin. What is this? It's a very short line in the Orcha Sadikim. But this is a very deep point over here. Someone who loves life, who won't be Omei B'Nisayin. The point over here is like this. We value life over anything and everything, right? We value life, all the Pikuach Nefesh, Deicha Shabbos, and we see what's going on with the corona, what we wouldn't do to save a life. But there are certain things that are above life itself, right? We have Kiddush Hashem. If there's a Chilul Hashem, a person has to be willing to give their life for such a thing. in the Gimel Chamuris, Gili Arayas, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim, they're just too bad. Life is not worth living if a person's going to commit one of those Averis. So in a sense, there's something over here that's way above my existence. And when a person says Shema, he's actually having in mind to die al pi kiddush Hashem and machshava. What is that? It's a certain commitment to believe that there are things that are more important than life. More important than life itself, right? Any good soldier, right, if they're doing what they're supposed to, they basically they prepare themselves to give up everything for their country. That's the dedication they have. They place their country over their lives. And over here, we have to put Hashem and our idea of what's right and what should be above everything else. Someone who loves life too much won't be able to do that. So he's saying we have to put everything in measure. A person has to love life, which is a good thing, but not out of measure. Then they will not be able to be omed b'nisayon. Incredible. Incredible. Right? Also, sometimes we're scaredy cats of things, you know, and we're afraid of taking risks or challenges that are even within reason, because we don't want to take our lives off balance and we don't want to jeopardize our health and well-being. And a lot of times that's legitimate, but there are times where a person needs to make a move. They need to do something that might be a little bit dangerous, and they can't stop themselves because they just love living. They have to feel like something's greater. One beautiful quote from Rav Noach Weinberg, the Rosh Yeshiva of Eshet Torah, went something like this. He says, somebody who doesn't have something that they're willing to die for has never lived, has never experienced life. If you don't have something you're willing to die for, then you haven't really lived, which is an incredible thing if you think about it. Meaning, is there something in our lives that's above life itself? Above life itself. So this person who's so in love with life, which all of us are, but it's out of whack. There are times in life where a person has to jeopardize their safety for the sake of doing something that's more important. Great. Let's go to the next Ava over here. This is a great one. Ava Ashishis. He ahavas hakavod. People who love recognition. People who love recognition. Now, this is something that is really, really, really affects everybody and anyone. Once we're mentioning Rav Noach Weinberg, my wife told me the story. She's reading this incredible biography of Rav Noach Weinberg, who was a tremendous what he did for Klal Yisrael, incredible, makariv thousands of people and leading the tshuva movement. And it says over there, an amazing story. It says that one of the people who was raising money for Rav Noach, so he got a very big check. He was so excited to show Rav Noach. It was like $100,000. And in those days, it was even more than it is today. It was something very impressive. He was so excited to show it to Rav Noach. He hands it to Rav Noach. And Rav Noach takes it, puts it in his pocket. And that's it. No comments. So this fellow was like, for sure, he didn't see how many zeros are in that check. It's just a matter of time. And he's waiting a day, two, three. No response from Rav Noach. He couldn't help himself. He went into Rav Noach and he said to him, Rosh Yeshiva saw the check. He said, yes. He said, pretty big check, huh? Rav Noach, fiercely angry. He said, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to grow up? You need my recognition. That's what you need when you did this. What are you going to do when I'm gone? When I'm not here anymore? When I can't pat you on the back and tell you how great you are? wow. But that's an amazing lesson, because a lot of times we don't realize we get in a mode where we just need recognition. And if a person's looking for recognition, usually when you do things in life, the more you do, you're going to get more criticism. So it's like unbelievable. You think that the more impressive the things you do, you're going to get more honor. I'm telling you, it's the opposite. The people who really do things in life experience tremendous visiones, tremendous visiones. So what happens? So the people who are so interested in honor, they'll never take any risks, because they only want to do things that people will pat them on the back for that thing. But that's not leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu, Milanu Gadol Me Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Kam Yisrael K'Moshe Oid. Moshe Rabbeinu had such difficulty with the Tzibor. They were giving him such a hard time, and they were Mavazahim. They were Mavazim. You know why? Because he was the ultimate leader. The ultimate leader pushes people in unpopular places and unpopular directions, and is not fazed by the fact that they are angry at him, they're bitter, and their accusations. That's real leadership. Somebody who loves honor too much can't function properly in Avodas Hashem. Function properly. I once heard from my mashgiach, Rav Naftali Kaplan. He told me that we were talking about kavod, nisyonos in kavod. He says, you know, when I was young and I was learning in Baltimore, and my Rebbe, the mashgiach, Rav David Krumglass, I would think to myself, if I were to learn late at night in that base medrash, no one was there, and my Rebbe, Rav David Krumglass, would open the door of the base medrash and see me, little old me, the only one learning in the base medrash. How would I feel? I'd feel so great. That's what he was saying was his mentality when he was a bacher. He said, now I'm an older man. And now he's probably in his, I don't know, mid-80s. I don't know, I'm not sure exactly. In his mid-80s, he says, you know what? If I was sitting in that same seat in the Beis Medrash in Baltimore and Rav David Krumglass would see me, I would still feel happy. But the only difference between me now and then is now it would bother me that I feel so happy, that I can't just do it for myself, that I can't ignore that nekudah. So he says, be happy if kavod at least bothers you, that you want to be more sincere, you want to be more real. But you can't do anything in life that's real if you're worried about what people are going to say. I experienced it in my lifetime. There were times where my father did certain things that were not popular. I remember as a kid, I wanted to like hide myself. And then later in life, the people who were his biggest opposition joined him, which was absolutely mind-boggling. Meaning he had a certain vision of what was needed in certain places and certain things. And the very things that people opposed him for, in the end, they said they were always on his team. They were always with him. So that's what happens when you can push away that desire for honor and recognition. You'll never be sincere in your actions if you love honor. If you give money, write checks to yeshivas, or you learn, it's all about recognition, you know, getting honored at a dinner, people seeing you in the base medrash late, shiduchim v'chule, v'chafish yitnu lo kavod gdula, and wanting that other people should praise you. This could cause real losses in sincerity in avodas Hashem. Even someone who has a lot of Torah ma'isim tovim, kavod is motzi min ha'olam. It stops you from being real. Kol shekein mi shein bo Torah ma'isim tovim v'rodo achar kavod kavod ma'isim gudim. And people who are even empty of Torah and still running after kavod, so they're left really with nothing. It is important to realize, though, that Bachram shouldn't be thinking about this so much. And we always point out from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that Bachram should not work on anava, we just learn Torah and we just try to be good, especially at the age of Bachrim. Behaving is important over everything. Behave for every wrong reason in the world. If every time a person stays away from a bad a thing to watch, Rachmana Litzlan, he does it because of kavod, Hashem will kiss him when he gets to Shemayim after 120. Just behave above everything. That's the most important thing. And but it's still good to realize that over time in life, a person cannot be absorbed in recognition. I'm older than you, and I've seen that the sign of success of great people is people who can deal with opposition, who are willing to not to take a stance that's not popular, that brings them down somewhat in the eyes of the tzibur. But you'll see that in the end, what will end up happening is that everybody will join you if you're a real leader, and then they'll claim they were with you the whole time. Okay, Kol Tuv, guys. I love you all, and everyone should have a great rest of the day.